This chazor zech nishbach yichas shagav and yehudim zechas menachas daf lamed zayin. And Brisa says the word yodcha written regarding tefillin refers to the left arm. Maybe it refers to the right arm. Brisa brings three psukim that mention yad and a reference to the right arm, which shows that yad on its own must refer to the left hand, left arm. Rabbi Yosi HaChoyrim said these psukim are not a proof because we find other uses of yad made in reference to the right hand. The Tanakhama would say that those psukim make reference to the right hand, but hand on its own maybe refers to the left hand. Rav Nosson says we have a hekesh from ukshartam to uksavtam, back to the brisa, which teaches that just as the writing has to be done with the right hand, the tying has to be done with the right hand, which means it has to be tied onto the left hand. Has Rabbi Yosi HaChoyrim know that tefillin is put on the left hand? He learns it for like Rav Nosson. Second there, Rashi said the word yodcha is written with a hey at the end, which teaches us it's a weaker hand, yad keya. Rabbi asked Ravashi, maybe refers to the stronger hand. Ravashi said, if it was written with a ches, you'd be correct, but it's written with a hey. A brisa like Ravashi as well. Others in that brisa say that Yod Cho comes to teach that even one who has just a little bit of an arm left has to put on tefillin, put tefillin on that little piece. Another brisa says if someone doesn't have a left arm, he's put on tefillin. Others say that Yod Cho teaches that even one who only has a little bit of an arm left, he puts on tefillin. A brisa says a lefty puts tefillin on his right arm, since that's his left arm, so to say. It's his weaker arm. Frankly, Bryce says that even a lefty puts tefillin on his left arm. Abaye said that Bryce is referring to a person who is ambidextrous. Zachmar Vaita Bryce was taught in the Yeshiva of Menashe that says, Al Yodcha teaches that the arm tefillin is put on the fleshy part of the upper arm. Beinenecha teaches the head tefillin is put on the kodkoid, which the Yeshiva of Rabbi Yane taught refers to the place of the sore spot of a baby's head. Plimoy asked Rebbe, if someone has two heads, which head does he put tefillin on? Rebbe responded, either go into Golos or accept Chayim. If we're asking a question that can't exist. Just then a man came and asked Rebbe, he said he had a son born to him that has two heads. He says, how do I give to the Kayin? How much do I have to give to the Kayin for Pidyon HaBen? A certain elder said he has to give 10 slime. Frek the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan has taught that a baby that can't live doesn't need to be redeemed, and a child with two heads therefore should be potter. After Gemara, this case is different because the pasuk says that Pidyon HaBen is based on heads. Frek, how do we know that Yodcha refers to the fleshy part of the upper arm? After Gemara, Bryce says the pasuk says Al Yodcha, which refers to the upper part of the arm. Maybe it refers to the actual hand. The Torah says to put tefillin on the hand and on the head, just like the tefillin on the head is put on the height of the head, so too the tefillin on the hand is put on the height of the arm. Rabbi Eliezer says the pasuk says v'hoyol li'ois, which teaches it should be an ois for you, for no one else, which means it should be put on a place that's not visible. Therefore, it can't mean the hand. Rabbi Yitzchak said the pasuk says al levavchem ukshartem, which teaches that it should be put on the arm opposite the heart. Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Acha, the son of Rabbi Avio, would be careful to put the arm tefillin opposite the heart. Rabbi Ashi saw that there was a tear in Amemar's garment, making his arm tefillin visible. He asked him, the pasuk says it should be for you for an ois, not for anyone else. He replied, that just means it should be put on a place that's not usually visible, but it doesn't mean that the tefillin are not allowed to be seen. How do we know, Fractigmar, that the head tefillin is put on the height of the head? Fractigmar, Brisa says, Beinenecho refers to the height of the head. Maybe it means literally between the eyes. You shove it from tefillin to the lav for a mourner to make a bald spot. Just like over there refers to the top of the head, where it's possible to make a bald spot, so too by tefillin refers to the top of the head. Rabbi Yehuda says, the Torah says to put tefillin on the hand and on the head. Just like the tefillin on the arm is on a place that can only get one type of tzaras, the same is with the place on the tefillin of the head. Therefore, it can't be between the eyes, because that's subject to two the tzarases, meaning the tzaras of the basar and tzaras of the sar of the hair. Mishnah then said, "Abba titzias makvizu azu." In fact, what's the difference between the Tanakh and Shmuel? The Rebbe said the difference would be where there's a linen garment with wool tzitzis. If you only put on three tzitzis, according to the Tanakh, it'd be chayiv v'shatnas. According to Rebbe Shmuel, it would not. Another teretz, Rabbi Bar Ahino said, "Machleik would be regarding a talis that has five corners. According to the Tanakh, it only needs four tzitzis. According to Rebbe Shmuel, it needs five." Third teretz, Ravina said they would argue whether a talis with only three tzitzis on it that was worn outside on Shabbos would make the person chayiv v'chatnas for carrying on Shabbos, which Rav Huna speaks about and says, says that he would be chayiv. Rav Shisha, son of Ravidi, said if someone cuts off the fourth corner of his talis, he does not make it potter from tzitzis because it becomes a talis of five corners, which is also chayiv in tzitzis. Rav Shashi said if someone knots down rather than stitch down the corners of his garment to round them off, they're still chayiv in tzitzis because we view as the knots are untied. Rav Dimon Ado said if someone stitches down his corners to round them off, they're still chayiv in tzitzis since we can tell that he intends to undo the stitches. If he didn't intend to undo the stitches, he would just cut off the corners altogether. Mishnah and Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, our boss on Arba Mitzvahs. Rabbi Yehuda Nevi Shmuel said, the halacha follows Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara says, halacha does not follow Rabbi Shmuel. Mar Bar Ravashi's corner and tzitzis of his garment once tore off on Shabbos without him realizing it. When he later realized what happened, he said, had I known, I would have taken off the garment right there in the street where it happened, which follows the view of the Tanakhama of the Mishnah. fact, we have learned that human dignity is greater than a lav in the Torah. So why would he have embarrassed himself by removing his garment just to prevent carrying on Shabbos? Emphatic Gemara, Rav Bar Shoba explained to Rav Kahana, this only refers to the lav of Loi Sosur, which says that we have to listen to the Rabbanon when they make a ruling, but no other lav in the Torah can be pushed away for the dignity of a person. Others said the story was that Mar Ravashi was made aware of what happened, and he said he will not take off his garment because human dignity is more important than a lav in the Torah. For acting well, we have learned that Rav Bar Shavo explained to Rav Kahana that this refers only to the lav of Loi Sosur, but not to all the lav in the Torah. Mar Bar Ravashi was walking in a Carmelis at the time, which is a place where it's only also to carry on Shabbos Midrabanon. Therefore, the only lav he'd be over for carrying over there was Taka the lav of Loi Sosur. Had the Loch Perek HaKoimitz Rabbah.